Remember the future now. Remember the future now. We spend a lot of time thinking about what's going to happen, what's going to take place, what's going to happen in our world. We spend a lot of time thinking about what has happened in our world and what has taken place and what things are exciting and what things were delighting. And we like to think about the future. But science tells us that we have the ability to not only think of the past, to remember the past, but science tells us we have the ability to remember the future. Now, how do you go about remembering the past? How do you remember that which has already taken place? Well, you just go back and see it again. You just go back in your memory, you go back in your thought, and you see it again. In fact, you see things that you never saw, because people tell you stories, and you think those stories are real, and then later in your life, you remember those stories, and you think that that was the real thing, and it was not real. It was not real at all. What it was it was just a fantasy of your mind or somebody else's mind, and you remember it, and you place into it. Now, you can think about those things. You can remember those things. You can remember what has been true and what's not been true. You can remember what's been going on and what's not been going on. You remember all those things. Why can't you remember the future? We don't remember the future because we're not taught to remember the future. Now, another aspect of why we can remember the future is that all time is right now. All place is right here. And no matter what we do, no matter what we think, all time and space are right here. So now we have lived the future already. Can you imagine that? We have lived the future already, and we have been through all that the future has to tell us, all that the future has to show us already. It's already part of our warp and woof of our being. It's part of who we are and what we are. And we think, gee, that can't be so, because I never was there yet. And yet, when we think of reincarnation, when we think of remembrance of things, things that never happened. We have people who remember their past, their little children who remember where they used to live, like some of the gurus have done. And we say, oh, that's foolishness. And then they go and investigate what they said, and they found out that it's true. They remembered where they were and what they were doing on this other dimension of life. Now, if you can be born now and remember the past, and even a past life, you can certainly remember the future life. Because every life that we've ever lived is in the now. Every life that we're ever living is in the now. We are living in the allness of all. We are living in tomorrow. We are living in the future right now. But we don't know it. We don't know it because we haven't practiced it and told ourselves that that's what we're doing. Now, how can we remember the future now? Well, what do you think a scientist does when he listens within to his self? Now, you might say he's listening within to his future. He's saying to himself, I want the solution to this circumstance that I'm thinking about in my mind. I'm thinking about these chemical compounds and formulas in my mind, and I want the solution to what they're going to do. I want to know and be prepared for how to handle them so I don't mishandle them, so I don't cause great explosions from my chemicals as I'm going along. I want to only accomplish what I'm going to accomplish when I'm done. I do not want to think of the pathway that I'm going. I want to think of the conclusion that I'm going to arrive at, or that I already have arrived at. And so a scientist is thinking about the solution in his mind. He's thinking about the conclusion. And as he thinks about the conclusion, lo and behold, the solution of the conclusion comes to his mind, and he knows it. Now, we all think, well, that's crazy. That's unrealistic. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Have you ever thought of going on a vacation to some beautiful place? Let's say you're going to an island in the Caribbean where the temperature is always salubrious and always beautiful. You're going to this island that has, let's see, what should we have on that island? Let's have coconuts on it. Let's have pineapple on there. And let's have all sorts of fruits and things that are lovely to have. And as we do that, we think to ourselves, how wonderful that would be to be on an island and live with all those wonderful circumstances. Wouldn't that be a great experience? Well, we're already living there. Mentally, we're making that journey. Now, if we were additionally intelligent, we would stay there. We would stay there and enjoy it. We would enjoy it for just as long as we want to enjoy it. Because even paradise gets boring after a while. And so then we're living in the future. We're living in what we're going to do. And then we think, let's have another future. Or let's live in the past. I'd like to live in the days of Napoleon. I'd like to live in the days of the Renaissance. I'd like to live in the days of the Indians. I'd like to live in the days of the Neanderthal man. Well, sure, go ahead, you can. You can. Because you can put yourself right there. All time and space are right here, and we can live it now because we can live the future. We can live the future and enjoy it. But we have to decide what future we want to live. We have to decide what past we want to live. We have to decide what present we want to live. Now, you're going down to your office, and your boss has been on your back about getting a job done, and you've been having a little bit of difficulty about it because you're not too excited about that particular job. And so, as you're waiting for the bus, you're standing on the street corner, and everybody's minding their own business. Nobody's talking or anything. You're standing there, and you're thinking, I haven't liked that job, that particular duty that I want to do. So, I see it all done. I see that I left it so perfectly that whoever came along and saw it on my desk said, hey, that's done. And then they put the puzzle together and finish it, and it's done. And when I go in the office this morning, my boss is going to say to me, Sam, I'm sure glad you worked on that and got that in perfect order. When John came along, he saw it on your desk, and he says, yes, I know just what to do. And he did it. You are a genius, Herb. You're fantastic. You're wonderful. All right, why not? Now I get down to the office. I'm not there yet. I haven't been there yet under these circumstances. But now I'm going in there. I'm expecting that to have happened. I'm expecting that my nosy neighbor at his desk, he's looking over the stuff on my desk, and he's got enough things to take care of his own, but he just has more fun taking care of my stuff. And so he looks at my stuff, and he takes care of that, and he says, hey, boss, Herb had this idea. Look, if we do this, this. Yeah, Herb's got that all worked out. And the boss says, Herb is a genius. Oh, Herb is fantastic. You know, why not? Why not? Live the future and now, but live it how you want it to be. Live it how your mind is going to enjoy it, how your the scientist is not looking at his mental activities, his mental actions to be unsuccessful. He's looking at them to be successful. He's looking at them to be successful. There, we saw a video on corn the other night, and the video on corn told all of its properties and all the uses of it and how many things they can do. There's dozens of uses for it. Everything from motor fuel to cosmetics to food to everything. It's fantastic. And they have done genetic research on it to make it even better, make it even more perfect. And they're even using it to drill oil wells, the oil from the corn. Now, who would ever have thought that? Who would ever have dreamed that? But the thing is, they haven't stopped. They're thinking of other possibilities for it. They're thinking of other ways of using it, other ways of making it more fantastic, more beautiful. They're living in the future. They're saying, what other ways? What other ways? That's the future. That's not in their hand at the moment, but they know they can do it. And so with their biogenics, they're moving the That was very interesting too. They took a DNA cell of a human being, and they took a DNA cell from corn, and the DNA cell from the corn was that which helped the corn do something perfect. And they put it on to the human DNA cell to take care of a genetic difficulty in a human being, so that the human being would no longer have Alzheimer's. They'd no longer have other problems of things that they have. And because this little gene off the corn cell, this little DNA piece, they can just pick it up and put it over there. They don't do that once. They do that millions of times, because they pick it up with their equipment, with their machinery, and then they send it out in pills. Now, to do it once and put it on there, and that's a tedious thing. But to have, once you figure it out, once you find out where that particular DNA action is, that enzyme is, or whatever it is that they're using, and they do it with their machinery. And they do it by the millions, the billions, and sending it across the world so that people who once had diseases no longer have those diseases. And it's a magical thing. Now, that's tomorrow. That's the future. And yet it's being done today. And if it's being done today by people who are so, as we say, scientific, it can be done by the dreamers. It can be done by those people who live in their intuitive, imaginative, creative self. And that's you, and that's me, and that's wonderful. We can live in the future now. We are doing it all the time anyhow, but we're not taking credit for it. And we're not taking credit for it because it seems like it's not real. And that's what one group of people who live among us, who are called magicians, do. They do their magic, and we say their magic is not real. Their magic is a trick. It's a trick. You bet it's a trick. It's a trick that anyone can do. But it's a trick of the living in the future. Because just like David Copperfield can do all sorts of beautiful things and make people believe magnificent things, why not have it be real? And it can be. Because we do live in the future now. So join with me in living in the future now and seeing how wonderful life really is. Because to live only in the past, or even in the present, not even in the now, to live only in the past and the present is living in a small world indeed. Whereas living in the future and living in the allness is living as we are created to be, as we're created to live now and forevermore. Have a good day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.